My name is Alicia Howard, and I am the Community Outreach Coordinator for Food Systems Equity at EcoTrust. Along with my teammate, Sabrina Sequeira, I had the pleasure of designing and organizing a project sponsored by East Multnomah County Soil and Water Conservation District called Restoration Through Storytelling, where we gathered at sites with significant stories connected to water and land conservation, cultural preservation, but also intergenerational healing. By sharing stories at sites like Oxbow Park, Black Futures Farm, and the Junkie Delta Community Center, all of which participate in conservation efforts, we hope that listeners would better understand all that is necessary to restore and reclaim access to urban natural spaces, to also learn about the natural habitat of those sites, where people of color had occupied space to promote their culture, learn the local land use history, as well as other relevant topics. The work of Food Systems Equity and this project in particular were important to me as a Black woman born and raised and residing in Portland, Oregon, who also happens to be the descendant of survivors of the Vanport flood that happened May 25th, 1948. For our fourth gathering of the series, we partnered with Vanport Mosaic, an organization committed to the practice of memory activism. Every year, Vanport Mosaic holds a festival to honor the city of Vanport, its residents, flood survivors, and their descendants. Vanport, after being flooded, was completely destroyed, and nearly 20,000 residents were displaced, including members of my family. And when I think about the opportunity to change the narrative around what it means to engage in conservation efforts, I think about projects like this one. One of my favorite parts about the final gathering with Vanport Mosaic was an activity called Mapping the Meaningful, where we worked with our project partner, Sophia from Co-Locate, to design a map that featured a historic map of Vanport, but also modern day Portland. And attendees were able to use this map to identify places of belonging and other meaningfulness to them and create this visual collection of memories. We really sought to acknowledge the effort it took to make new lives for themselves and their descendants, but also then conserve so much of their culture, so many of their stories that were going to sustain them, you know, in my case, for the next 80 years. I am a result of cultural conservation efforts. And this was really an attempt to put that on full display. It can be really easy for people who are visiting or who have relocated from some other place to Oregon, even more specifically to spaces within East Multnomah County. It can be really easy to focus on what people believe is lacking here, culturally or otherwise, and what our work offers is an opportunity to be exposed to the richness and fullness of the movement work that has happened, that is happening, and that will continue to happen. And hopefully people will start to understand the investments that they can make and feel confident that those investments are going to create the change that we want to see in our communities.